This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave in New Hampshire talking about the Celtics on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty. First time, long time, and love the show.
Thanks, bro.
I just wanted to know what you thought about what they should do, what the Celtics should do in regards to the team and Kyrie, and should they trade him, get rid of him, just the way he's been acting lately and how disappointing the team has been, really. I'm just curious to know what you think they should do.
Well, I don't think they should do anything with Kyrie Irving except start winning games. I think tomorrow they should get their act together and give it everything to beat the Raptors at home. I think that game's in Boston. So all I know is they've been losing, they've been dropping games, they haven't been playing well, but they're still 7 games over .500. And, you know, it's been a little malaise lately. I get it. They've lost some ugly games. They haven't been really good, if you ask me, on a road. They're, you know, 10 games over .500 at the Garden. They're 3 games under .500 away. But the bottom line is they win in the division and they win in the conference and they beat good teams. Let's see what they do against Toronto before everybody jumps off the ship. I get it that everybody's, you know, blame Kyrie. And I got to be honest with you, that's the last thing you got to worry about, if you ask me, is the way he plays. He's the best player on the team still, leading scorer, leading in dimes. He does everything. I mean, he's, you know, I think 5 or 6 points better than anybody on the team per night, average-wise. He's up to, I think he's like 22-7 or something like that. All I know is, you know, getting rid of him, if you ask me, is insanity. And like, let's get rid of the best player. Let's get rid of him because, you know, he's a, what's next? You're going to say he's a cancer on the Celtics? He's the best thing on the whole team. Now, I know everybody wants to give all the credit to Tatum and to Brown and all these other guys. It's just not accurate. They're not as good as him. He's the team. He's the franchise. I don't understand this guy. He can never get enough apparent, self-adulation. I mean, he wasn't happy with LeBron. He's not happy now. I just actually don't even believe that. We Blakely came on tonight from NBC in Boston, A. Sherrod Blakely. He said flat out that the guy is upset that they're so inconsistent and that they got all these young stars that aren't getting it done every night. They have sporadic moments of success and then stretches of average, not good basketball, bottom line. So you never know what you're going to get from these young guys. I think Tatum stands above the others, to be honest with you, overall. And then they've wondered, you know, when are they going to see the Hayward that they, you know, invested in? But they have to realize, and I think that Ainge and Stevens do realize, that the guy broke his leg in half. So the fact that he's playing at all at the level that he's playing at is in itself a miracle, to be honest with you. And I didn't expect him this year to be some rock star in their lineup. I think, you know, to be honest with you, I think next year, I would be surprised if he didn't take his game to a different level next year. This year was about, if you ask me, this is just me, finding his way again and getting back on the floor and getting in a rhythm and getting his game back. I remember when I broke my hand in 5 places playing and I had to wear a cast and had to go to, you know, PT for 9 months as I broke 5 bones in my hand. It ruined me and I was playing with a cast on. When I finally came back and started playing after 9 months, I wore a cast for like 3 months playing, this plastic guard on my hand. And I had to, you know, reacclimate myself to playing. You know, you shatter bones, you break bones, you blow out a knee, you blow out an Achilles, you blow out an ankle, you break a hand. All these things take a major adjustment to, you know, come back from, if you ask me, because if you don't play, it's a lot like golf, if you ask me. In basketball, in golf, same thing, billiards, playing pool. If you don't play all the time, you're just not good. It's that simple. You're not going to hit threes and wing moving J's and floaters in the lane. It's all timing and rhythm and muscle memory and free throws and everything else. It's all about, you know, playing all the time, shooting all the time, and constantly being on the floor and working on your game and lubing it up. And the bottom line in golf, if you don't play all the time and swing all the time and have that stroke down for every different club in the bag, you're going to suck. If you play once a month, you will suck at golf. You play billiards. If you play billiards, if you play pool once a year, you suck. If you play 4 days a week in the bar sucking down beers, you're probably pretty good in the bar taking people's money. You stop playing for a month, you will suck again without notice, right? It's that simple. I think he's upset that they're not playing more consistently. And I think he's also upset because the expectations were so high for them to go to the finals. At the beginning of the year, it was Celtics, Warriors. That was it. No one talked about the Raptors and Bucks. They just said Kawhi Leonard's in Toronto and the Greek Freaks in Milwaukee. Got to watch out for them. But they never said that those two would be kicking everyone's ass. I think everybody thought Boston and Philly were the teams to beat. I don't think anyone actually believed that Toronto was going to be better or that he'd be happy there. They just thought he'd be miserable there and that that Greek Freak can't do it alone. He might put up big numbers, but the rest of that team sucks. That's not the case. The rest of that team's actually really good, and they all do their jobs. And Toronto was already really good. Their problem was LeBron James. That was it. So I think Kyrie's upset because they're not living up to their potential. They're playing average basketball and not playing kick-ass basketball, and that's all there is to it. And I don't expect Hayward to ever be great this year. Next year, I bet he gets back to being himself. Wasn't PG way better, like, the second year back than he was the first year back? First year back, you wonder if it's going to break again. Second year, say, I'm going to start breaking backboards and dunking and playing the game that I'm capable of playing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.